Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Joining me is Sean Jammy. He's the Chief Operating Officer at Community Active Protection. And before we get to the conversation today, I just want to tell the listeners, my wife Glenda and I downsized this year. We sold up. We've moved from Houghton. We've bought in Sandringham. And our neighborhood group is CAP. It has a CAP, although it's run by the neighborhood, everything is CAP orientated, and it's such a warm feeling. We see so much of CAP in Sandringham. Yeah, we saw them in Houghton, but what we didn't have was the CAP alignment with the community the way we're seeing it in Sandringham. And that's what's so important about the whole concept of community active protection. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chad. Good morning.
So Sean, the question of the day is just going back on the year. We're going to be chatting later in the month about what we need to do, festive season, if people are traveling, etc. But we want to just get a feel for what happened in respect of robberies in the last year. We know that there seemed to have been a slump and perhaps an increase as lockdowns changed. But what we want to know more about is, did curfews impact on the amount of criminality taking place? Did lockdowns affect crime? And how did robberies compare this year to that of perhaps 2020?
Yeah, so the curfews and the increase in police presence and state security force presence definitely had a positive impact on crime, as it would. I think we'd have to ask some really tough questions if it didn't have an impact on crime. But 2020, we saw certain crime categories at historical lows. This year, we've seen an increase in certain areas and actually a further decrease in certain areas. So things like burglary, funnily enough, we've seen a further decrease on 2020. Vehicle thefts, we've seen a nice decrease. Also, what CAP has been focusing on quite tightly for the past few years is sourced and targeted incidents, these typical Rolex gang, they've been nicknamed, incidents where you've got a scout in a shopping center who will be looking for nice watches or jewelry and will then inform a gang that works outside the center to follow the victim home. And that attack will generally be taken on in a driveway of the victim or at the victim's next destination. So there we've had some fantastic success, and we're about 65% down on the 2019 numbers. So yeah, some great successes. We have unfortunately seen some increases as well. We've seen increases in hijacking, which is not a significant increase. It's about 15%, but an increase nevertheless. Home invasions, we've seen an increase where the victims of a potential burglary or home, and then, you know, there's a confrontation between the suspects or the perpetrators and the victims. And then I think the incident or the incident class, which has become, you know, famous or infamous over the past couple of years, which is these snatch and grabs of cell phones or other valuables as we're walking in the public space, a lot of people exercising in the public space. And those incidents have kind of been displaced from the CBDs, from Sandton and Joburg, into our residential suburbs, which is where the victims are. So, yeah, I mean, in general, a little bit of a mixed bag. But overall, it seems that you know, we're stable. The crime stats are relatively stable.
On a personal note, we had a call last night about a domestic violence issue that was taking place. It was somebody that we know that called us. We immediately called CAP, and CAP was literally there within minutes. I would say a minute and a half to 2 minutes. So the concept works. It's not just the proactive patrols that are keeping the scum out of the area, but it's the reactiveness and the level of training that is making people feel that much more comfortable. Obviously, we can never let our guard down. We must understand that there are gaps in any security system, but it's so vitally important to see an organization like CAP that has stuck to its principles over the years. You see so many companies come into an area where they bring in a lot of vehicles, a lot of promises, and although your concept is different to theirs, they try to take control of suburbs, and it doesn't tend to work because they don't have that liaison, relationship, and most importantly, link to that respective community. So for that, we thank you, and we thank all of your reaction officers, your back of house administrative staff, your controllers, for ensuring another year of safety within the community. We really do appreciate it, Sean.
Chad, thank you so much. And I think just to reinforce, you're 100% right. Ultimately, a community that is secure is safe. So when people practice sensible behaviors in order to secure them and their families, they're safer. So yes, we'll continue working as hard as possible. But it's a partnership, and we look forward to everyone taking responsibility as well.
Sean Jammy, Chief Operating Officer at Community Active Protection. Remember, their guys have been on the road for us 24/7 this year. There is a campaign. If you are a member, you would have received an SMS or an email. See what you can do as a thank you to these fine, dedicated people that are out there protecting us. Thank you once again, Sean.